It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Two Central Illinois cyclists will bike across Death Valley next week to bring attention to and raise money to fight climate change. For Michael Brown, addressing climate change is a career choice. It's part of what he does as executive director of the Ecology Action Center. For Kevin Loeschke, it's also an important issue as a citizen of the planet, as he puts it, and both share a love of cycling. Thanks to both of you for joining us on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
With the Trump administration in power, is a ride like this more or less important? Will you have an impact at all, or are you simply spitting into the wind? Michael?
I think it is very important. The visibility of climate issues is actually at a high point right now because it's become, a little more controversial, a little more politicized. So, for us to get out and draw positive awareness to climate change and what we can do about it, I think is very good timing.
And Kevin, what do you think?
I'm really excited for this exact question, is that I've been able to talk with people. Part of the whole thing with this ride is that you get to choose your beneficiary, which I've chosen the Ecology Action Center, and I've really had a chance to get out and talk to people. And I've talked to people who knew a little bit about the EAC and didn't really know what they do. And so when you have something come on like, they're changing so you can dump coal ash into the streams and things like that, and you're just amazed that someone would even think this was an idea. But I now have a vehicle to talk with some of these people about this. And because I've talked to them about this ride, so I've really excited I could raise some awareness for the EAC along with the money issue. So in the political climate we're in, the ability to have that door open for the conversations, I've really enjoyed.
We'll talk a little bit about who benefits from the ride financially in just a moment. Tell me about the ride first, though. How many days? How many miles? What are some of the logistics, Kevin?
The ride is over 4 days. It's a total of 234 to 255 miles. They have some options during the day. So 4 days, average, we're looking about 61 miles a day for the ride. And it's in and around Death Valley. So there's some flat, there's some up, there's some down. I think there'll be plenty of moments where we're wishing there was more down than up, but we'll make it.
Any particular challenges with biking below sea level? I know high altitude can have an effect. What about below sea level? Or do you, either of you even know?
I don't think they should present any challenges except for, as Kevin's implying, the getting back out of below sea level. And so, there will be some beautiful downhill drops. I think one day we drop 5,000 feet. But then you have to come back up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'll be an elevation gain.
Absolutely.
What about just getting out there? What are some of the logistics? I mean, you got to get your bikes out there. You got to get some gear out there. I know you're going to have some support along the way, but what about just sort of arriving?
Sure. And so we are actually flying out there. At one point in early discussions, we talked about driving. Driving actually has a lower, carbon footprint. And so options like that or the crazy idea, even at one point did cross my mind. I wasn't even brave enough to mention this to Kevin about, biking out there,
Yeah. That would be the ride. You'd get there, turn around, come back.
Exactly. But we'd be in great shape by the time we got there.
We had better leave soon.
Yes.
And what about training for the ride? What kind of training have you undertaken?
Training? We're supposed to train for this?
Well, I know Michael. I've seen Michael's workouts online. What about you, Kevin?
Michael will be going way too fast to appreciate the scenery. My strategy is to take it slow and easy. Now, in all seriousness, I've spent a lot of time with the trainer, do a lot of cross training, a lot of running. You really want to keep your core in shape just to keep yourself on the bike for that amount of time. I think Michael's probably got more hours in it than I do. Luckily, the weather has been pretty nice, so you can get out. You can get out and ride. It's not like we have
pretty nice, maybe due to climate change.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's a toss-up.
Yeah. And what about you, Michael? How many miles have you been trying to bike? I mean, it sounds grueling, Death Valley, but it is February.
It is February. This is the best time of year, by all means, to visit Death Valley. We're looking at temperatures next week of, highs in the mid-70s, lows in the low 50s. And so this is absolutely beautiful. To train for this, I've actually had the benefit of a professional training plan provided by Path Performance Consulting. And so, I've been ramping up my mileage, over the past couple months up to about, 140 or so miles a week ago, and now just tapering off. And so, just the gist is, frequent riding and just increasing those miles and just, hardening yourself and being in good health.
Boy, Mike, you really thought this out, didn't you? You have had a plan and everything.
And meanwhile, are you bringing, you're going to be in like a Huffy or a Schwinn?
I am making no comment as to mechanically assisted bikes.
Okay.
That you see on the tour. Okay. We'll be fine.
We talked about money. Let's talk about some of the dollars and cents here. You've had to raise money for the ride. Mm-hmm. How much does it take individually to accomplish this, and how much of it actually goes to fight climate change? Michael?
Sure. There were minimum thresholds that each of us had to meet in order to participate on this ride, and we've both exceeded that, thankfully, to the generosity of the community in support of this. So a good portion of that, you know, does help some of the greater good in terms of helping support event costs and the costs and time of the organization Climate Ride themselves. They are a nonprofit organization that does these across the country. A good portion of the proceeds actually will be coming back to our community, in that we do get to use some of it post-ride to help support our local efforts by the Ecology Action Center.
And Kevin, how have you gone about raising the money? What have you done to raise and also, Michael mentioned a minimum threshold. What was that?
The minimum threshold was $2,800 for this specific ride. I've done a number of things. We had a big event at Stave. A handful of weeks ago, where Stave was generous enough to donate proceeds from their sales for the day, as well as taking donations. I have done some events with my mobile pizza oven that we've done. We had an event at Vitesse, which a lot of people came out and came and made their own wood-fired pizzas, and we had a great time doing that. I've also had a lot of success just reaching out to friends and friends of friends and businesses, just, here's EAC, here's what I'm going to do. And so it's been a good mix of some fundraising events as well as just direct contributions.
And Michael, what is the Illinois Green Team that you're a part of for this climate ride across Death Valley next week?
Sure. So this is a creation, a partnership between Ecology Action Center and iGen, the Illinois Green Economy Network. And so actually it was a colleague there at iGen that invited us to participate with them on this. And we needed a team name. We needed something catchy.
And that's the best you could come up with.
We are two Illinois environmental nonprofits, and so a green team is actually a pretty common term, for any business or office. It's usually your people who are dedicated to your environmental operations and looking to increase recycling. And so for us, it was just a natural fit.
Michael Brown and Kevin Loesky are biking in the Death Valley Climate Ride next week. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Kevin, you talked a little bit about raising the profile of climate change, having those one-on-one conversations. Don't most people already know about climate change, whether they agree with it or not, or believe whether it's man-made or not?
I think everyone does, until it comes down to how do I directly deal with this? What can I do to contribute? How does it impact me? I mean, we're not living on a coast. We don't have the sea creeping up creeping up to our doorsteps. And, we're lucky enough we live in a beautiful community. So, we don't have a giant, landfill in our backyards. We don't have they're not tearing oil sands out of our backyard. They're not dumping coal ash into our rivers. So it's really easy for around here for folks to not notice it, to not really realize what can I do to, and then what can I do to impact it?
Maybe they are noticing it now, though, because, Michael, it is dry and it has been warm.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Are we in a drought?
So I think the science is too early to say for sure. I mean, it feels like we're moving in that direction, both the drought and looking at the possibility of February being one of the warmest on record. Record-breaking temperatures have been recorded all across the United States in January. I think it was the third warmest January in 137 years of modern record keeping.
I was really amazed to hear that for the first time in 200 years, Funk's Grove was running sap. In January. Sure. They were tapping trees in January.
But so far, this is anecdotal. Until we have more data, more time, you can't directly attribute, some of these, short-term events to climate change. It takes a bigger, broader look to be able to discern that. And so it feels like it, but we won't know. And that's not our job to define that. There are climatologists who are working on that.
So full disclosure, not a surprise to you two. I like bikes.
How about that?
Yeah, who would have known? I'm vice president of a bicycle advocacy organization. Is part of this about promoting the bicycle itself?
Absolutely. biking, we all know, is a great alternative mode of transportation that is very sustainable. You know, there's a lot of, you know, popularity and a lot of benefits, you know, through bike transportation. And so, yes, the symbolism that we are crossing the desert for climate change on bicycles is purely intentional. Yes.
And one of the groups who's riding with us from Southern California, you know, whereas I and Michael have chosen, you know, the Illinois Green Team and the Ecology Action Center as our beneficiaries, one of the Southern California groups is riding specifically for a bike advocacy group.
And we can even point to, you know, EAC's work in measuring greenhouse gas emissions for our community. Our 2008 baseline inventory of community emissions showed that as much as 20% of our local emissions are generated through transportation. And so, yeah, the more that we can promote more sustainable transportation means the more it is going to reduce our emissions and help reduce our impact on climate change.
You're biking across Death Valley. What are your habits throughout the week or day-to-day in terms of using the bicycle as transportation?
Sure. So as much as is practical, I do try and commute to work or on errands, and plus recreationally, but is really, you know, that replacing, you know, car commuting, especially single occupancy vehicle travel, with bicycle commuting that has benefits. Right. And so so I try and walk that walk.
Bike that bike
as much as possible, and have, you know, pretty good consistent record of doing so throughout the year.
And Kevin?
I think I'm like a lot of folks where I am very much constrained by the needs of my profession with my vehicle I drive and the needs of my schedule where I have to pick up my kids and I have to tow my oven and I have to go, I do carpentry work. So it's I have to have my truck. But so how do you offset that? And so I really try to, you know, bike to the store, bike, you know, walk where I can, and just do what I can to try to offset it. But, you know, I'm just one of those guys like everyone else where I have to get around. How do you work it out? And also, as my kids get older and I can trust them to bike around and bike themselves places as well, we really use that as a family mode of transportation as well.
What are you most excited about, Kevin, about this ride?
I am most excited, and this may seem contrary to anyone who's been to a fundraising event, I secretly hope that I get to see some tarantulas. I really do. I want to see some wildlife. I want to see some of these things in the wild, because I've never been out in the desert before. This is my first time to be in the desert, other than, like, you know, driving through, you know, outside of Vegas kind of thing. But to be actually out camping 5 nights in a tent in the desert, I think I'm most excited about that. I'm not too worried about the miles, because I'm just so excited about what I'm going to see. I'm just going to be like hitting a candy store.
Tarantulas will be cool as long as they're not in the tent.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, my tent will be sealed at all times.
And Michael, I would call you an amateur herpetologist. You have an interest in reptiles.
Sure.
What's one of the things you're most excited about through the desert?
To bring that up, yes. I mean, I love to see snakes and all different types of reptiles. And so, yes, knowing that there are actually, and maybe Mr. Losky didn't know this, there's venomous snakes actually in the desert.
I know this, and now I'm expecting you to save me.
Okay, so we'll be looking for those, which means, you know, occasionally you turn over a rock or what have you, just to see what you can find.
And worries? You said you weren't worried much about the day-to-day miles, Kevin. What about you, Michael? What about some of your maybe lingering worries about this, if any?
At this point, you know, having, you know, been successful, again, thanks to the community and the fundraising part, you know, to me, that was the most challenging part of this. And so from here on out, no pun intended, it's all downhill. But actually, it's not downhill. So
I'll remind you said that.
We started off talking about politics. What do you both think about the effectiveness of such grassroots efforts like this in the absence of maybe a larger political will to address climate change? Michael?
So, yeah, we know, you know, historically and going forward, you know, the most progress that has been made on climate change has actually been made at, you know, the local and regional level. It actually has not been the national level. And so we are definitely back in that position again moving forward. And so I think this is a great place for us to be, in a great timing for an event like this, as we work, you know, on these issues here locally, to help draw attention to it and the need for it.
And Kevin, same question. Grassroots efforts, the importance of those now in the absence of maybe a larger political will to address the issue?
Yeah, if they say that could be the only thing that ever really changes anything, I mean, just go look at, you know, the coverage from town hall meetings, these rough meetings that our representatives are having where people are hooting and hollering and wanting to know what's going on. And one of the biggest questions is, pollution is protecting the environment. Are you going to choose the rivers? Are you going to choose the corporations? We're going to choose. And so, and then you also look at the larger global, and you see China making huge progress. You see, you know, Saudi Arabia making huge progress. All these places, you know, these giant world powers are, you know, launching ahead of us. So I think when the time comes for the larger political will, the grassroots will be the springboard that really makes that happen.
Okay, that's Kevin Loeschke, Michael Brown, also in the studio. They're biking in the Death Valley Climate Ride Change, or Climate Change Ride, across Death Valley. Nice knowing both of you.
We will think of you as our bones bleach in the sun.
Good luck. The race starts on Saturday the 25th, correct?
Yes.
And you guys are back or leave March 3rd or come back this way March 3rd.
Yes.
And donations are still being accepted at the ecologyactioncenter.org/climateride. Is that correct
that is
as well?
Correct. We are grateful for contributions of any size.
Thank you.
All right. This is Sound Ideas on GLT.
Suit and tie, shepherd's bush and a leopard's pie. She's marching to the funky beat of James Brown and his dancing feet. Are gonna set your fish on fire, a pistol whipping of desire. So please do not resist your fate. I'll pick you up. Yes, it's a day. How could I forget to mention a bicycle is a good invention? Sitting there in a silent movie beside the only girl who really ever...
The Red Hot Chili Peppers Bicycle Song on Sound Ideas.